sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion.
What up, y'all? Appreciate y'all checking the Beer and Chicken Podcast. We about to go live right now. We got the man spanning the building, and Walt gonna call in because he got a couple computer issues, but we good. We're gonna spin for about a minute or two.
Relax and take notes while I take totes of the marijuana smoke. Throw you in a choke, gun smoke, gun smoke. Vicky Smoke for mayor, the rap slayer, the hooker layer. Motherfucker, say your prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace. Smack the bitch in the face. Take her Gucci bag and a North Face off her back. Jab her if she act. Funny with the money, oh, you got me mistaken, honey. I don't want to rape ya. I just want the paper. The visa, capisha, I'm out like the vapors. Who's the one you call Mr. Macho? The head honcho. Swift this like Kumacho. I got so much style, I should be down with the stylistics. Make up to break up. Niggas need to wake up. Smell the Indonesia, beat you to a seizure. Then fuck your mom, hit the skin to amnesia. She don't remember shit, just the two hits. Her hitting the floor, and me hitting the clip.
Turn the lights all the way down.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Beer and Chicken Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mr. Span, and we just had DJ Neff on the ones and twos spinning us into the show, man. What's going on with y'all on this Sunday evening, man? The football season has begun, and niggas teams is out here throwing up ugly motherfucking performances, man. Ugly motherfucking performances. But what's going on with y'all? We are here for episode 20 of the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. So before we get on with the get on, what's going on with your fam? What's up, Cliff?
Man, just got back in town. Went to Atlanta for a day.
What was cracking in Atlanta? A party? What was my invite, nigga? Like,
It wasn't parties. My party to throw, but I was invited to a birthday party.
Oh, okay.
Birthday party for somebody, and went down there, man, for one day. Just got back.
I'm bullshitting. I wasn't about to go. I wasn't about to leave here. No way. My wife's birthday was this weekend, nigga. I wasn't going nowhere. The fuck you thought, man? Picture that. Hey, baby, happy birthday. See you next week. The fuck? That ain't happening.
The party is continuing right now.
Is that right? Let me guess. You got some. Kettle One. Okay. I see. Yeah. I'm gonna rock out here with this Bell's Oberyn, man. You know, the Oberyn, man.
I didn't.
Freaky Prince from fucking Game of Thrones. The Freaky Prince.
When I got back in, I was like, all right, let me make sure I got what I need for the podcast. And usually I got a case of like Blondie, maybe some Dos Equis or something. I ain't got no brew. I said, well, it looks like I'm about to be drinking something hard.
I hear that, man. Shit. I you know what? Because I got to go to work tomorrow. I ain't trying to drink nothing hard tonight, man. I ain't trying to do none of that hard shit tonight. But, yo, man, we are back here for episode 20. We got a few things to talk about, man. Hopefully the homeboy walking can check in with us here at the podcast, man. Call into the hotline or something. Damn it. Speaking of motherfucking devil, check this out. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, I'm just like lit up all over the place. My phone, my tablet. Here we go. All right. Yo, Walt, is that you?
Yep.
All right, man. What's cracking, nigga?
Oh, man. This computer is about to drive me nuts, bro.
Oh, my God. I wish could you turn the mic on your phone down. Jesus.
How in the hell am I supposed to do this?
I don't know. Maybe pull a motherfucker off your face or something. Like, shit, you loud as hell, man.
You ain't on speakerphone, is you, Walt?
That better? I mean,
I'm gonna have to go back. I can tell you right now, editing gonna be a bitch, man, because I'm gonna have to pull down the levels on every time you speak, Nick. What's going on?
It ain't my day. It ain't my day, bro. It ain't my day.
Apparently not, nigga. What's going on with you?
Man, I'm exhausted. It's been a hell of a week, bro. Like, I don't know. It's rough, man, juggling two jobs in the family, man. This is ridiculous.
Two jobs in the family, man? Like, what, you know, you working on the weekends, you working 7 days a week, man. You got to take some time out for yourself, man. Sometimes you got to,
Nah, man. I'm off on the weekends, but like sometimes, like today, I picked up some overtime or whatever. You know, like sometimes it's just you gotta get after the paper, man.
I hear you.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta get after the paper, man. That's all.
I hear you, man.
But I
go to work typically. Well, lately it's been typical for me to be at work on a Sunday too. You know, but those gentlemen agreements where I get to go home early on a Sunday are beautiful.
And but the sad part about it is though, man, like when you finally stop working and you finally not doing that, like you just too tired to even enjoy the day. Yeah.
I don't know about that, man. It's so much shit that a nigga need to do that I don't know about that. like it's always something, dog. It's always something, especially like with this podcast shit. It's like another job in and of itself, man. For
but
me,
you do it this is
true. But you're doing it from you're doing it from home though, so it's a little bit different. You know, like I don't have to go anywhere to do it. Well, you know what I mean? I can sit at home and do it. So
well, aren't we all at home when we doing the podcast, bro?
Yeah.
Hey man,
I don't know, Mr. International over there getting off of flights like an hour before the show start, man. Where he at?
Hey, we keep telling y'all, man, this nigga is from Floss More because he flosses more. I'm telling y'all.
Hey, low key, Walt, Spam to try and throw like shots. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Even on here, you're like for real. Even throwing.
He's really from a place called Floss More.
This nigga live in Floss More, dog. Look.
I told you we.
I can't see his face right now. I know. He got a look on his face.
He got this like.
First of all,
nigga,
quit talking about where I'm from because I'm the only Cliff Bailey in this whole city.
Right? Hey, now you don't. Hold on. See, first of all, everybody in podcast land did not know your whole fucking name, so you just did yourself a disservice by putting your whole ass name out there, and they know you in Floss More because you floss more.
You an asshole. You an asshole.
Why? I mean, it's almost like he did that on purpose. Like he moved to a place called Floss More.
Hey man,
no.
Hey, when he first told me he moved out there, I was like Floss More. And then when I drove out there, you know niggas got money when they ain't got no street lights on their block. You know what I'm saying? That's because they don't want nobody to know what the fuck the house look like. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody.
You know they got woods and shit like that. Ain't no street lights, dog. Like when it get dark, nigga, it is dark, nigga. You just like, hey, you supposed to be in the house any motherfucking way. Ain't no playing basketball in the street in Floss More, man.
Let me find out. Cliff got coyotes and shit around his crib.
This is the Beer and Chicken podcast where we reflect on our opinions and judgments on sports and anything.
He lucky I can't hear him, man.
You can't hear me? You can't hear me?
He heard you.
He heard me. Walt.
I can't hear him.
You can't hear nothing Cliff saying?
Nope.
Well, ain't that about some shit?
Nothing.
Yeah, he said he can't hear nothing you saying now. Could you hear him before?
Nope.
You ain't heard nothing Cliff said?
Not a word.
How in the fuck have we been having this conversation? This nigga had
you ain't hear me say you ain't hear me say a minute ago. I said, Mr. International ain't saying shit. Remember? Like, I thought he was just being quiet.
Dude, like the tripped out part about this has been the conversation has been going on. We hear you, and we assuming you hear us because, like, low key, it's almost as if I don't know how that shit happened, man. That's the beauty of osmosis or whatever, man. Shit, I don't know how to fix that. I don't know how to fix that other than to say maybe you might want to like hang up and call back or something. Like I really don't know how to fix that from here, dude. Real talk.
So we can try that. I'll hang up and call back.
Yeah, do that.
All right.
So now that we can get off of me as being the center of attention right now, which that was not the point of this whole podcast, we can talk about sports and
international
sports with Beer and Chicken Podcast. Yeah, everybody, Cliff,
DJ Neff, internationally known. You know what I'm saying? Oh, nigga, you know, I just jumped off this flight from San Diego, nigga. You know what I'm saying? 5-bedroom, 5-bathroom, my niggas. Okay, I'm gonna need. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm gonna answer it on here then. Fuck it. How about now, Walt? Can you hear us? Well, say something, Cliff.
Papa was a rolling stone.
You don't hear nothing.
Nope, you.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't know either. I don't know.
Has your computer booted back up yet, my nigga?
I think my computer done, man.
Hey, man.
You know what, to be honest with you, man? You know what I think wrong with my computer, man? You know what I think? What's Chrome. Right? Remember I told you, man, for some reason, Chrome makes my computer buggy. It fails. Like, and it just... I don't know what it is about my computer. Everybody, you know.
Well, then you said you were using Firefox at one point, right?
The Firefox was the same way. The only thing work on my computer correctly is Edge.
Edge.
I had no problem using Edge.
Who uses Edge?
I don't. Apparently, Walt, nigga.
Hey, you want me to have somebody call in to check to see if they can hear me?
I'm pretty sure.
What do you
sure,
say? I can't hear nothing.
He was asking first he was saying who uses Edge, but then he was like, because he hears everything you saying, nigga. But hey, man, we just spent the first 12 minutes of this show fucking
on bull
troubleshooting this shit. We ain't got the NAN sports topic yet.
Well,
shit, man. Walt, see if your computer working or something, man. You got to do something, bro. We can't go on like this. We can't go on like this.
I know.
Hashtag StruggleCast. I'm put that shit on the shirt, nigga. I'm putting that shit on the shirt. Hashtag StruggleCast, man. See if your computer working, bro.
I think I'm gonna wind up postponing the show myself from the show until I get a new one, man.
I wanted to go in on the lions just like you did, nigga. I'm gonna have to go it alone. I see. Goddamn.
What?
He's talking about postponing until he can get taking a leave of absence off the show until he can get his computer shit straight.
Yeah, man.
Nigga, you need a loan or something? You know,
Sharon Plus?
Nah, shit. We'll talk about it off the show, man. We'll talk about this shit off the show. We ain't gonna hash out that kind of business on the show. But yeah, man, do your thing, man. But like, if you can get on tonight, try to fucking get on tonight. We can't keep doing this.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it right now.
All right.
So what you got, man?
Well, what do I have, man? I had a couple things. Let me go through my little notes because you know I take notes and shit. I harvest fucking articles and whatnot. So what was it that I wanted to talk about? It was a couple things that I want to talk about, but the big thing that I want to talk about was the fact that boxing. I'm not real like big into boxing much lately. It's been some years since I've really been into like the boxing shit. But Floyd Mayweather then came out and announced that he's coming out of retirement to do a rematch with Manny Pacquiao. And he's going to put his 50-0 record on the line for this fight, man. What do you think about Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather coming back to the ring, bro, for this mega payday? What's happening with that?
First of all, did you see the video?
No, I didn't see the video, but I can pull that motherfucker up. Hold on a second.
Well, if you want to.
Because I haven't seen the video. I just heard that he announced that he was coming back. I haven't seen the video.
So he didn't. It wasn't like an official announcement. He okay. was at some party or like outside venue, and Manny was there.
So you don't think it's anything official? Like he really wants to do this?
That shit is just as official as Michael Jordan stating he gonna come back right now. To me, you know, they're out there. People got their phones out, like, "Hey, there's Floyd," and I don't know if he said something to Floyd or not. And Floyd says, "Oh, and this is gonna be an easy one. This is gonna be an easy one. This is gonna be an easy one." Mm-hmm. And then he says, "I'm coming back in December," just like that. That's all the rave. And if you find it, it's about a 2-minute video.
He's on Instagram. So let me go ahead and screen share this so y'all mm-hmm. can watch right along with your boy. Hold on a second here.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. First of all,
that shit loud as hell.
That shit loud as fuck. So I'm not playing that.
Well, you can see what I'm saying.
But not, you know, I see that. But not only that, man. Instagram has this thing, right? Where like you can either turn sound on the video, or you can turn sound off on the video. There's no fucking volume control on Instagram whatsoever. Meanwhile, Instagram is out here promoting that Instagram TV shit. Hey, man, I need to be able to turn the TV up and down too, my nigga. I'm saying some volume controls might be the move, Instagram.
Bye, Felicia.
What the fuck, man? I wanted to play that. I kind of did. You know, bring some professionalism to the Beer and Chicken Podcast after this last 15 minutes of us troubleshooting on the air, man. This is fucked up shit. So, nah, we can't do that. So,
to answer your question, what do I think about it? It's a whole bunch of hogwash. Because it just wasn't like it just was conversation, man, out on the street. It don't really mean squad. First of all, I am not the biggest Floyd fan. You know, I'm all about everybody getting money. I'm glad he getting money and all that. But I'm just not, you know, the type of boxing that Floyd does not entertain me. So if him and Manny come back and do their thing again, am I going to watch it? No, I'm going to watch the end. I'm going to watch who lost, mm-hmm. you know, the last 10 seconds or something like that. But to pay that $89.99 for the pay-per-view, not happening.
Interestingly enough, that is going to be a poll here on the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man, whether or not you motherfuckers is actually in like excited to see this fight. Because truth be told, like after that announcement came out, I saw quite a few people. You know, normally like, you know, my homies that really do like boxing, right? Like they really into the shit. They really big Floyd Mayweather fans. Is, you know, I was like, all right, whatever. They in it for the sport or whatever. They not really trying to. They can separate in ways that I can't. Some of the outside shit, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like real big Floyd Mayweather fans or whatever. And they was like, yo, man, I can't wait for this fight. You know, he gonna knock his ass on his ass again, man. It's gonna be easy just like it was the first time. We don't want to hear no shit about no motherfucking shoulder hurting and all this other stuff, man. And I was thinking to myself, like, man, how fucked up would it be for these niggas if he does come out of retirement and Manny Pacquiao whoops his ass? And like what the fucking excuses would be for a Floyd Mayweather loss. Like imagining how many how people would try to reframe that because if he lost, right? So say Manny Pacquiao wins by decision, he probably wouldn't because it's Floyd Mayweather. So Floyd Mayweather would get that benefit because he's the champ. But like if he won by decision or if he won by knockout, whatever, and what those fucking excuses would look like. Oh, okay. Man, he came back after retirement, man. He was rusty. Or, you know, the judges was like, somebody paid off the judges. You know, Manny Pacquiao and what's my man name? Oscar De La Hoya. That's who promotes his fights, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Golden Boy Productions. They bought off the judges or whatever the fuck. You know, I could foresee a bunch of niggas not really believing that Floyd Mayweather lost the fucking fight. And I would really be interested in, like, I'm in it for the for the art. What would you call it? The mayhem that would befall upon the boxing world if Floyd Mayweather lost the fucking fight, and all of the conspiracy theory that would come behind that.
Okay, I'm a conspiracy right now. Okay, and the conspiracy is this. Do you know the whole story behind Marvin Hagler?
No.
Okay, well, no. He was undefeated, kind of like Floyd. And supposedly, because they wanted Sugar Ray to win, even though Marvin beat up Sugar Ray, fight went to Sugar Ray's side, so put a blemish on his career. And he never came back from it. All I have to say, when it comes to a black man holding a title in such a manner where you ain't never lost and you definitely walk around boasting and bragging like daily and you can't read. did I have to actually throw that in there though? That I, that ain't gonna do a boxer, but he can't read. But this might be that setup where it might be fixed to where they will strip him of being undefeated. And because he's so arrogant and cocky that, you know, Manny might lay him down. I still laugh when Manny got knocked out. I think that's one of the funniest knockouts, those memes that followed him, you know, once he got knocked out. But this might be that situation where, you know, he comes back and he does lose. And he loses to somebody that everybody wanted to see him lose to. You know what I'm saying?
Now, here's an interesting thing about it, though, right? Now, remember before... Like say if Manny Pacquiao was to beat Floyd Mayweather by decision, by knockout, by whatever, right? And one of the things that, you know, because the last fight was sort of a snooze fest, you know, most people were like, it was a boring fight. You know what I mean? I didn't watch the fucking fight, but most folks, you know, by all accounts were like, yo, it was a pretty boring fight. Floyd was pretty much just playing defense most of the damn fight. Manny Pacquiao really wasn't landing a bunch of punches throughout the fight. And one of the things about it was, like, I think some people, myself included, wasn't really interested in the fight only because of the put off of the fight, right? Like, I've been waiting for this fight for like 5 years. Like, we didn't get this fight when both of these dudes were in their prime. We got this fight when both of, you know, to a large degree were on their decline. And it looked as if, like, Floyd Mayweather, although some would say it was a smart business move, was like he was picking it to where, like, okay, I know this guy is in a situation where, you know, like, just picking a fighter where, like, I feel like I can beat this guy, right? Like, not so much where, like, he picks the fights where these dudes are in their prime and they can actually tag him, to, so to speak. But, like, yo, he chooses when to fight these dudes strategically to where it's to his advantage, so to speak. So, you know, when he beat Manny Pacquiao, I was like, man, this wasn't Manny Pacquiao fucking 5 years ago, though. That was the fight I wanted to see. I wanted to see you fight this dude who you accused of being on steroids and all this other shit to keep from fighting this dude. I wanted to see you fight him then, not, you know, on some, well, he on his way out, damn near just the same as you. But coming back to this, man, it's like on the same shit. Like, if he loses... Are the same Manny? I mean, the same Floyd Mayweather fans gonna be like, well, you know, he was, you know, this was like post-retirement Floyd. You know, he passed his prime, and all the excuses or all of the things that we heard about Manny Pacquiao when he lost, will we hear those same things with Floyd if Floyd should lose his fight, if it is to ever happen? I didn't think that Conor McGregor fight was gonna happen. This is why I think there may be some credence to this shit maybe being a thing. Because I never thought fucking Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor would ever step into a ring for an actual fight. This, all of this shit is money grabs, to be honest with you.
And honestly, you just said something that I was going to lean toward. Some people may get mad at me at this statement. It's not about boxing no more. It's not about boxing no more. The purses that have been won have explained that to me. You know, Floyd got a $500 million contract, yo. You know, that's if I'm not mistaken, he is still maybe not this year. I know last year he was the wealthiest athlete, you know, that year, what he took home. But it's not about boxing no more, man. It's not about boxing. Scratch the whole point about Manny and Floyd being on the downside. Forget that. People like, they both have followings, okay? So let's talk about the politics and let's talk about the money. You have two people who have supporters worldwide, okay? Worldwide. So when it comes down to it, it's about selling tickets. It's about, you know, pay-per-view, all the promotions and dot, dot, dot that goes with that. So it's really not about, oh, you know, is he in shape? You know, is he on drugs? It ain't even people don't even care anymore. It's sports in general. I know this is a little outside of it. It's so tainted with, you know, drugs and steroids that forget about it. It's just a part of it now. So with them two on the decline, people just want to just support the person that they like. They don't care if they're on their downside, you know, and if it was me, if I like Manny or if I like Floyd, I can really care less what shape either one of them in. They both are at the end of their career. So it's just about trying to make you a bet with somebody that's a Manny fan and you a Floyd fan. You want to try to get a couple extra dollars. That's what it looks like to me. You know, Floyd is definitely taking advantage of the fact that, you know, he knows that he's a powerhouse when it comes to establishing these fights and what, you know, the networks are going to make. So he knows that he can take advantage and pocket some bread. I'm not knocking that. But when people want to start talking about is Manny a better fighter than Floyd, it doesn't make a difference anymore. This is about the money. And I'm not saying it has not always been about the money, but it's next level, yo. Mike Tyson said he made $400 million over his career, okay? His career. Now, that's still a lot of bread. And that was in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, the dollar is different. The amount of money that they're fighting for is much different. And, you know, if you ask me, if they fight, and like you said, is it going to be a whole bunch of backlash with Floyd if he loses? Hell yes, because people hate Floyd. It's people who hate. They hate the fact that he is a winner and that he's paid like there's no tomorrow. So, yes, he is going to get the memes that will come through with his downfall will be off the chain. Fact that he can't read. 50 Cent is going to destroy him. Okay. 50, you already know what 50 going to do.
I remember when that Colin Kaepernick Just Do It campaign came out, somebody took that black and white of Floyd Mayweather. It was like, it was a bunch of scribble shit on there. Like, yo, Champ wrote this himself.
Boo. Hold on.
Are you about to show me a meme?
I might have it.
I'm sure you probably do.
I got some other ones that I ain't gonna put on the screen.
Right. I was getting ready to say though that you know, when it comes to, it's funny because when it comes to the sport of boxing, like you hear all the time, like I hear this a lot, that the sport of boxing is dying, the sport of boxing is dead, and a lot more people are gravitating towards, you know, the MMA faction of, you know, of the fighting, you know, game or whatever. They're looking more towards those bouts. But yo, man, the purses that, you know, Manny Pacquiao, Canelo, and Triple G just had about.
Floyd Mayweather
was that? What they I don't know. I didn't look up how much they were getting, but I'm saying say what?
Go ahead. I'm gonna find out.
Okay. Yeah, but the point that I was making was that, like, although people are talking about this sport dying, like the purses for these fights tend to get exponentially larger every time. So I don't know if it's a thing of the purses are large because there aren't enough quality fighters, so they're paying the few dudes who are at the top more, or is it just because of the fact that there's a dearth of fighters, you know, like the money isn't being as spread out because there aren't as many quality fights or fighters that people are looking forward to actually go out there and check out and pay per view to see, while you still look up the Canelo Triple G boxing purse.
This is interesting. They talking about everybody that got paid off of this thing. Golly, man. See, that's what I'm saying, man. So Canelo got $5 million. Canelo got $5 million. He was guaranteed. I'm sorry. Guaranteed $5 million, win or lose. And then Alvarez. wow, Alvarez, he got a hell of a record, man. 49-1-2. Jesus Christ. That dude is a monster.
Yeah.
He tested twice. He tested positive twice for banned substance abuse. You see what I'm saying, man? Come on, y'all. Oh boy. 3 million. So it's not a Floyd fight. Nobody's taking home 40, 100, you know, but to lose and you guarantee 5 mil, shit, Ali was getting back in the, he was getting that back in the 70s.
That's you fine, know? Shit. Give me $5 million, nigga. Punch me upside the head a couple times, nigga. I take 5 million.
You remember in Pulp Fiction when he gave, he bought the fight?
Nah, I never saw Pulp Fiction.
Say that again.
I said I never fucking saw Pulp Fiction, my nigga.
To all the listeners at the Beer and Chicken Podcast.
There's quite a few Quentin Tarantino movies that I haven't seen, and Pulp Fiction was one of them.
Pulp Fiction is an amazing movie, and right. Span hasn't seen it. Okay, so what else you got, man? Or you want me to hit on mine?
Switch it up, man. Go ahead, get in on your shit, because we're going to talk some football a little bit later, but I know you want to talk this baseball shit.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, we always talk. We are. I mean, I talk a little bit about, you know, them people, but you know, because y'all really ain't no baseball fans, and all this. Yeah, that was a shot. Y'all ain't no baseball fan. You know, y'all watch.
Truth be told, man, baseball is boring as shit until the playoffs, y'all, bro. Like
this y'all watch men's volleyball before y'all watch baseball.
I will watch men's volleyball before I watch baseball. Real talk, nigga. Men's volleyball at least got some action going on. Nigga, baseball is slow as shit. It's like watching paint dry, nigga. I wait until the playoffs when it really means something. Baseball boring as shit, bro.
I was gonna joke, but I'm gonna continue. All right, so about baseball. Coincidentally, when I went to the barbershop the other day, the barbershop that I go to is on the south side of Chicago, and everybody hates me in there. If you're not from Chicago, the Sox are supported by the south side. And I'm a Cubs fan.
And
so
every
we were
now and
there
then a goofy
about...
nigga like Cliff walks into a south side barbershop with some Cubs shit on, and they roast his ass. Continue.
I didn't get roasted, but you know, I just say, hey, the Sox are in last place, and I say the Cubs are in first.
We're not.
Oh, you're in second to last.
No, we're not.
What team do you support? I mean, are you confused?
I'm not confused, and I looked at the standings, but we ain't last, and we ain't second to last. So, I can name at least three teams that got better records in the American League than the fucking Cubs doing the National League. While you talking that we got the best record in the league, shit.
But, I didn't say best record. I said we're number one.
Okay.
We're number
one in the National League.
National League. In the entire National League.
In the National League. I mean,
and what team do you like again in baseball?
No, I'm the White Sox, baby, all day long.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Third to last.
No.
But when I was in the barbershop, we were talking about World Series, and we were talking about matchups. Okay. And lo and behold, there is an article dated 3 days ago, and it says the 2018 World Series matchups we most and least want to see. All right. Very interesting. Talks about a lot of teams that have a huge history, especially around, you know, like people want to be like us and, you know, they have certain things that
be like who
tend to, you know, reflect upon what Cubs fans do. So the number one. It says the number one thing.
Yeah, Shay, he got jumped.
Don't want to see these matchups. Okay, this is what it says. We definitely don't want to see these matchups. The St. Louis Cardinals, which I hate.
Okay.
And the Boston Red Sox. It says, I don't think I need to explain this one. For starters, they just played in 2013, and I realize this: the Cardinals could finish in third place and win the World Series. We had a wild card team win, but never a third place wild card team. That's true. A third place team win with 90 wins or so. So beating a team with 109 wins feels like an anticlimactic ending this season. For those that don't really know baseball, to win 90 games and to win 109 games is kind of like the 96 Bulls, 72-10.
96, yeah.
Yeah, 96. So it's equivalent to being able to win that many games is a really big deal. And you had two teams, one being in third place with that 190 games. That means your conference was awesome. And the other one was in first place with 109. So that was one hell of a series. So nobody wants to see, like, two really good teams play each other. Everybody wants to see, like, the, you know, the weak team come up and beat the really good one.
Like the Cubs.
Next one. Yeah, I'm going to go to another like the, one like, that we don't want to see.
Like the Cubs.
Atlanta Braves and the New York Yankees.
Y'all see how you tried to ignore me there?
I didn't hear what you said.
I was saying, like the Cubs. You know, they were losers forever. And then one year, they finally broke through. Like the Cubs.
So they were saying the Atlanta Braves and the New York Yankees, nobody wants to see. You know, the Braves have lost seven consecutive playoff series plus a wild card game going back to 2001. It's not that I'm against them reaching the World Series. They've been a pleasant surprise. They have exciting young talent. They deserve to win in the NL East. I just don't see them playing the Yankees. The Yankees are too good. Very true. It's a lot of so back in the 90s when David Justice, Maddox, and all them, when they really had a good squad, they could not win a World Series. And they always got pummeled by the Yankees. So in the 90s, it started to become a thing for the Braves and Atlanta to see each other during the regular season. And guess what? As good as they were, the Yankees just always killed them. So to see them too, nobody wants to see them because everybody feels like they're going to get killed again by the Yankees. Let's see. Let me see if I don't think the Sox are on this list because nobody wants to see them. Nobody wants to see the Cubs in Cleveland because that just happened. And we were victorious, of course.
Barely.
So the five best World Series matchups that people want to see. Yo Faithful and the Boston Red Sox. That would be fantastic.
Man, the Red Sox will wipe the floor with these niggas.
The Boston Red Sox and the Cubs in the World Series. It would be amazing. Mm-hmm. As sure this
amazingly
would
short,
drama.
Nigga, the Red Sox will sweep the fuck out of these. Amazingly short, that World Series will be over in 4 days, nigga.
As I read my article and sip my vodka,
that shit'll be over in 4 days, nigga. Boston with another chip.
This would have more drama and against in 2003, but even though both teams have ended their curses,
call that shit a miniseries.
A World Series that takes place at only Wrigley Field and Fenway Parkway would be pretty cool. When the Red Sox beat the Cubs in 1918 World Series, Babe Ruth won both his starts. The games in Chicago were played in Comiskey Park instead of Wrigley. One thing, though, please know Wrigley Field is better than Fenway Park. Facts. Wrigley is great. Fenway is great. We don't need to turn this. We need to turn this into something. If and when this day happens, this is when I'm definitely going to, like, bite the bullet, buy, like, some bomb tickets at Fenway and go to, like, a World Series game, because that would just be hot.
If Cliff wanted to, like, get rid of the stereotype of him being, like, a baller and floss more, like, buying World Series tickets in fucking Fenway, nigga. Like, come
first
on.
First of all, don't act like you ain't got no money. I'm not even trying to hear that. Don't even be acting.
Nigga,
okay?
This nigga talking about
studio.
This nigga
you got a studio on your crib.
No, I don't.
Okay?
No, I don't. Yes, I have a microphone. I have two microphones, a mixer, and a computer, my nigga. This is not a studio. You don't see no soundproofing in this motherfucker or nothing. Meanwhile, this nigga talking about saying, yeah, I'm going to go ahead, bite the bullet, buy some World Series tickets to Boston.
Why do we have to talk about me? Why do we have to talk about me? We are talking about sports. Okay? Okay. Another World Series everybody wants to see. The Dodgers and the Yankees. All right. There are a lot of Dodger fans out there as well as Yankee fans. And this says, I know two big market teams with fat payrolls, but it's the Dodgers and Yankees. Enough said. Sure, the Dodgers have been kind enough annoying with their whole we don't need to do anything approach in the offseason and then receiving surprise seasons from Kemp, who left, and then trading somebody else. I don't know who that is, since that wasn't enough also being said. But yet and still, they might not make the playoffs. But if they do, imagine the scenario, Game 7 at Yankee Stadium, Clayton Kershaw starting for the Dodgers, .. That would be fantastic. You know what? As much as I'm a Cubs fan, I love the Yankee brand. I mean, when you think of New York City, the only team that comes to your mind first is the Yankees. I don't care who you are.
I think the Mets, man.
Well, that's because you're a Sox fan. That's all. You're always thinking about something stupid. But last but not least, two more, and I'll ask you a couple questions. They do want to see, for some reason, they want to see a rematch with the Cubs and the Cleveland Indians because it was a really good series. The Cubs came down from 3-1, came back and won that boy. Cleveland had a really good team. They had an awesome bullpen. Ours was just a little bit better. So to see that again would be fantastic. Another World Series matchup that people would love to see is the Dodgers and the A's. So it will be, you know, a World Series in California. That's pretty interesting. I mean, the A's, you know, it's been a long time, but
well, personally, I would like to see the White Sox and the Cubs in the World Series, nigga. That's what I would like.
They would have to call down the National Guard.
I would love.
Because the city would go up.
Love.
The city would go up.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
Northside don't want that smoke.
You don't understand.
Northside don't want that smoke.
See, here's the difference.
I want that smoke.
See, that's the problem. Let's not turn this into the Sox versus the Cubs. Yes, everybody would love to see the Sox versus the Cubs in the World Series. The issue with that is within the workings of the city, when the games aren't even being played, people will be getting in the fights talking about the game two and what happened. I'm gonna give you an example. I think this was 3 years ago. There was a 2-year-old's birthday party, backyard boogie, right? Barbecue, blow up thing, the whole you dig. Mm-hmm. It was one guy who was a Sox fan, and it was 3 Cubs fans. And
the Cubs fans were some hoes because they tried to jump on the Sox dude. I see what happened. They were some bitch ass.
Let me finish.
Some
so, 3 niggas. Cubs fans, 1 Sox. The mm-hmm. Sox guy, mm-hmm. the Sox guy got bouted.
Well,
no, understand where you are. When you outnumbered, mm-hmm. and guess what? He lost an eye. Google it. Mm-hmm. He lost an eye. It wasn't even the World Series.
Some hoe-ass Cubs fans jumped on the Sox fan is what I'm hearing, Cliff. That's what I'm hearing. Some hoe-ass Cubs fan. It took 3 niggas, man. It took 3 of you punk motherfuckers on 1 Sox fan. We ain't going, nigga.
I hear you. And the thing is this,
I
know you ain't going, but just understand, when you outnumbered, either you better have one of them bangers or you just...
Hey, man, it's enough of that going on in Chicago, man. We can't be advocating that, man.
but don't be advocating that we just jump in with one dude.
What I'm saying is, I'm not advocating for that either. I'm saying if y'all gonna fight, square up, nigga. It shouldn't be 3-on-1. It should be 1-on-1. There's some hoe-ass Cubs fan is what I'm saying. But go ahead with the story, man.
God.
I totally did derail this whole shit about baseball, niggas.
It's okay, though. I mean, it has to do with everything that I'm saying. But, and the crazy thing is, guess what? That's not even on the list, which surprised me. Mm. It actually surprised me because out of all these teams, these are rivalries. Of course, they're not interleague. But yeah, I'm surprised that the Cubs and Sox wasn't on. I think that would be a given, you know.
1 year, man. Maybe when we like 90 and shit, we'd be going to like whatever the fuck they call in Comiskey.
Because when you suck, I mean, somebody always wants to sell you.
Man, fuck you.
Kind of like a prostitute. They just...
Fuck you, nigga.
They always sell it, y'all. I don't want the suck ass team no more, man. We always lose.
They don't sell... Hold on. The team hasn't been sold, nigga. Just naming rights on the fucking stadium.
What's it? There was another corporation that came in and bought the stadium. What do you mean?
They didn't buy the stadium. They bought naming rights. They bought the right to put their name on. They didn't buy the fucking stadium, dude.
I would not want my brand to be affiliated.
Oh, trust me. I wouldn't either. I'm not a fan of that shit. Guaranteed rate. They're like, man, what? I was like.
No, no. You're a fan of the Sox, so you are.
I'm a fan of the Sox. You are. I'm a fan of the Sox. I ain't a fan of what the fuck they call in the damn park right now. I'm just not.
I would leave too.
Joe bum ass.
I would leave too. Take that sign off there right now. Joe, take it off.
Man. We done talking baseball, man.
Take it off.
Are we done talking baseball?
Take my shit off right now.
Nobody wants to hear this baseball shit, man. Let's get to this football shit. Let's get to this football shit. Nobody cares about this baseball stuff. Nobody gives a fuck. I bet you, like, right now, man, nigga, like, we done lost, like, 90 motherfuckers. Like, oh, man, these niggas talking baseball. Let me go into this other podcast that I really want to listen to.
For those that can't see us right now, this is a very funny moment.
Man. But
you said we lost 90 people. Let me go to another podcast. That is so jacked. I ain't like y'all anyway.
Man, these niggas talking baseball, man. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Let me go to this other podcast, nigga. These niggas talking about motherfucking Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao for real, nigga. They about to get in depth. These niggas is goofing. But, yo, man, we talking football now.
I'm listening. What's
we talking
up? What
football
you got?
Now. So Walt was actually supposed to be talking about the Lions, man, and what happened to them last week when they got smacked by the motherfucking New York Jets, man. I'm sure you don't really want to talk about how the Bears gave up that lead in Green Bay.
You said that you guys were talking about the Lions, right?
Yeah, we were talking about the Lions. Okay,
we'll continue. I want to hear about the Lions.
Well,
I don't know.
See, what did I say? I said he doesn't want to talk about the Bears.
Did you say something about the Detroit Lions?
This man had turned his back on us, y'all. This man had turned his back on us when I mentioned them Bears giving up that damn lead to Green Bay, yo.
We're supposed to be talking about the Detroit Lions and their downfall.
Yeah. Well, why got to be a downfall, nigga? It's early in the year.
Well, the entire state of Michigan is trash. I mean, Ohio State beats Michigan all the time and, you know, stuff like that.
When was the last time Illinois won anything? I'm sorry.
I'm not an Illinois fan.
I don't give a fuck. When was the last time Illinois won anything?
I don't know. 93.
What about UIC? Nigga, when was the last time UIC won anything? Oh shit, they don't even play Division One football. What about Northwestern? Nigga, when was the last time Northwestern won anything?
UIC.
What about Southern? Nigga, what about motherfucking Northern? When does anybody
put a sweet like about what? 10 years ago?
Sweet what?
I'm serious.
The sweet
they
what?
Went to the tournament. Went to the Sweet 16, fool.
Oh okay, not Final Four though, right?
Yeah. Huh?
They ain't go to no Final Fours though, right? Oh, no, they didn't. They did. Matter of fact,
I didn't say Final Four.
In Loyola, Chicago, they lost, I think, to Michigan, too. Yeah.
They went, and did Michigan win? No, they didn't. No, they did. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost. They lost. Oh, no, did Michigan State beat me? Yeah, they did. Michigan State, yeah. Those Spartans.
I don't give a fuck about Michigan State, nigga. Like,
boy, they be smashing y'all.
No, they don't.
On the court, they be smashing y'all.
I mean, everybody smashes Illinois, though. Like, everybody. Illinois has been trash since forever.
I don't support them.
Anyway, nigga, we supposed to be talking about football. You done went to basketball
and
all that shit.
We were talking about the Detroit Lions.
We were talking about the Detroit Lions. We got our asses whooped 2 weeks ago by the New York Jets. And then I think they just lost again
today
to San Francisco, 30-27. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I know was that Walt kind of wanted to talk about was the fact that he thinks, or like a lot has been said about whether or not Matt Patricia is already in over his head, whether or not this team has already like tuned this dude out, whether he's lost the team already after one fucking game. There was news that came out that said that like there were some players in the locker room who were feeling like there were way too many rule changes, that they didn't appreciate the rule changes, that they didn't appreciate the amount of practices, that they were practicing way too much. And it's becoming a thing, man. Like, this dude has just began his football coaching, head coaching career, and they're already talking about this guy is in over his head. How much credence do you give to any of this sort of talk, man? It's early in the season.
Well, NFL is an acronym, and we all know what that is. Not for long, okay?
Niggas for life. No fun league.
Not long. I mean, can it be true? Yeah, like I agree. We're a game. Well, depending on who you are, two games in. How much leverage does it have? I really don't know. I know one thing, that when coaches do come in and make those type of changes, they don't last. I.e., what's the homie from the Bears who coached San Francisco? He was only there 2 years.
Singletary.
He went in there, made all these changes, and made those boys great, and then they fired him because the players were mad at him. So if this guy you're speaking of is doing something parallel, then it's a high likely chance that he can get booted if you guys don't win. Which I mean, that's inevitable, but I mean, it just depends on where how it falls. But I don't know, y'all traded all y'all good people. I mean, when y'all got rid of Sue,
we didn't get rid of Sue. Sue left in free agency.
Oh, well, he didn't resign because he didn't want to be with y'all.
He didn't want to be here.
And Stafford, he bounced. Megatron retired on y'all
Stafford,
ass. I mean,
Stafford is a quarterback still.
Huh?
Stafford is a starting quarterback. Stafford ain't going nowhere.
Who's the dude? I thought he left.
No, he's a starting quarterback. Matter of fact, he signed the richest motherfucker.
I think of Sam Bradford. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he signed the richest motherfucking quarterback and the richest deal in the league a couple years ago. Yeah, niggas was mad that he signed for all that money. We were talking about that some of the early shows of the podcast, about him signing for all that money.
If y'all can see my face, giving money to a loser, and the Detroit Lions are losers.
So right along with the motherfucking Bears, because they both in the same motherfucking predicament.
The Bears are going to be great this season.
Okay. Sure.
Our defense is fucking solid. Sure. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, they just gave up a whole motherfucking 24 points in the second half to lose a game that they had full control
over. Our team is going
to
do very well this year.
Yeah, yeah. Defense is like top notch. They just give up in the second half.
Lots of young guys. We're going to learn. Yeah. And it's going to be different.
It's going to be good when we can actually do this show without throwing shots at each other, right? But
hey, just know that whoever comes on this show, they just better be ready.
Man, but one of the things about this whole thing about whether or not Matt Patricia has lost the team already, whether or not guys are upset with the amount of practices that they have to do, the whole regime change and everything. Like, I know here in Detroit, there are a lot of people who are upset that they even, that the Lions fired, Jim Caldwell. That they fired Jim Caldwell. They felt like, yo, Jim Caldwell got us to the playoffs a couple years. We weren't all that terrible. We went 9-7. Like, we weren't terrible, but we weren't great either. You know what I'm saying? We went to the playoffs and whatnot. We still hadn't won a playoff game. And I think at a certain point, you can't be comfortable with mediocrity. 9-7 is mediocre. Like, you're barely over 500. You're barely, like, you're scratching the surface as to whether or not you'll be able to make the playoffs or not. You're getting help a lot of times when it comes to making the playoffs, depending on the year when you're going 9-7. Like, typically, you want to be around 11 to 12 wins a season going into the playoffs. You don't want to be, like, backing into the playoffs being 9-7 going into the playoffs. What?
I hear you. Seattle won the Super Bowl. And they didn't win 10 games.
They didn't. But how often does that happen?
I hear you. I hear you. But like I think it depends on.
That happened one time. Like, that was like, it was an aberration when it happened.
No, what I'm saying is it depends on your conference, yo. If you are in I'm not saying that that's the situation with Seattle at the time. But if you are in a conference, man, and it's dog eat dog and it's that competitive, then sometimes 9-7 looks fantastic.
I'm saying this. When you're going into the playoffs, you don't want to be one of those teams falling into the playoffs. Like, yo, we hoping that somebody else loses so that we get that final wild card playoff spot. I'm saying you want to go into those playoffs with a division title up under you, and preferably with a division title and a 1 week bye. That's pretty much what you want. You want to be able to like, you want to be able to like, yo, we got one game, and then if we win this one game, we off to the NFC or AFC championship game, Super Bowl. You don't want to go through the wild card round. You're like, oh man, fuck that. That's for the people who barely got here. We want to we want to go from, you know, from round two to the conference championship to the Super Bowl. And the Lions haven't done that since 1990 fucking one, right? So there's a there's a contingent of people who were just like, you know, they were comfortable with that sort of mediocrity. And you saw the firing of Jim Caldwell is like, well, here's an opportunity for them to elevate, so to speak, to another level. Like, you know, sometimes a coach can only get them but so far. And, you know, we need to build upon what happened here. We need to build upon that. And with Matt Patricia, they chose a rookie head coach who came from the New England system. And then, like, interestingly enough, man, I hadn't thought about this until like the last few weeks, and like I've been hearing this a lot lately. Like, a lot of the people who coached up under Belichick ain't really had great tenures when they left from up under Belichick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because they ain't Belichick, yo.
Or they ain't bringing Tom Brady with them, right? So you shaking your head like you think Belichick is the bee's knees, but nigga, I'm saying, yo, Belichick, we will never really know between Belichick and Brady who's deserving of the most credit in that. We will never really know.
Especially
if you consider Tom Brady the greatest quarterback to ever live.
I do.
Then, like, you will never be able to say, well, like, if he had the greatest fucking quarterback to ever live, then he deserves all the credit for what's been going on in New England.
Meaning
Belichick isn't all what's going on with the New England Patriots.
In sports, the coaches matter.
I'm not saying that they don't.
You have a coach and a player that have probably, and this is just within my lifetime, the best chemistry you can possibly pray for. Okay, Mike and Will. I mean, you think Mike would have done what he did without Phil? We'll never know, right? But I'm saying it's the same dynamic. You got to
hold up. Would Phil because you think about what happened with Phil? Phil was also coaching the GOAT, right? And then he came back with the Lakers and he coached another GOAT along with the greatest motherfucking center of our generation. So, to a large degree, as great as a coach is, he's only as good as the players who are out there executing the game plan.
I hear you, but that's going to the same thing for me. Phil, yeah, he went to the Lakers. They had an awesome roster, had much more than what Mike had. I think at that time, basketball changed a lot, but. Tom Brady, Belichick, everybody that Tom Brady employs has a purpose. And whatever that purpose is, it's the reason why they have so many Super Bowl. Okay, so at the end of the day.
So who are you crediting right now, Tom Brady or Belichick?
I think one of them can't live without the other.
Here's the point that I've been making, though, like before we got sidetracked. The point that I've been making is that, like, because – we've seen coaches that have come from that New England system not have great success after they lost they left New England, right? And they may try to employ some of the rules that went on in New England. They may try to employ some of the same practicing regimen that's going on in New England, but because they are not in New England, it may not necessarily transfer to another team, right? And so Matt Patricia is running into that because, like, truth be told, a lot of these players on Detroit haven't won to that degree. So they don't know what it's going to take to, you know, to win at that level. So with Matt Patricia coming in and implementing some of the things that is going on, you know, that he may have learned from, you know, being under Belichick and being in New England, some of these players having not been under that regime or having not had those sort of conditions put upon them aren't necessarily understanding that this is what we did and we did it and we won here. Now, another thing about it is whether or not Matt Patricia is the guy to implement that in another position or on another team. Like the same way, you know, you looked at Charlie Weiss and quite a few fucking coaches.
Did Harbaugh maybe? No.
You said Harbaugh? Yeah. Harbaugh wasn't under Belichick.
No, I'm just saying like another coach who
went to Michigan.
Man, get the fuck out of here. Man, you reached hard for that one, nigga. You was on a Stretch Armstrong ass reach for that motherfucker.
I don't know why? The thing is, with him coming from Belichick, the main reason why he ain't winning is because his last name is Patricia.
That's all you got?
Because his last name is Patricia.
That's all you got, man.
Patricia.
He ain't had shit to do with what his fucking name was, dude. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you had a choice in being named Cliff, my nigga. Like Lil Cliff had a choice in being named Cliff. Like, he like he ain't had no choice in that shit. But anyway, the point that I'm making is, it could be a thing of where the Lions are in a position where they really do need to turn over a lot of this roster because they don't have guys who can buy in to the level of work that it would take for them to have to go to be a championship caliber team. And I don't know if it's because Patricia, as you know, they say he's lost the team. It's like, it's way too fucking early in the season to be talking about a guy losing the team.
True.
It's way too fucking early in the year for that shit. Like, yo, man, y'all lost one game. You got 15 more fucking games to go. Get off your ass, put the work in, and let's go. And I think, to a large degree, man, folks are like just on panic mode here in Detroit. Like, folks are on panic mode when it comes to talking about Patricia and everything else. Like, we've lost here in Detroit in historic fucking numbers. Like, yo, we did go 0-16 one year. Like, that shit is like, I don't foresee this team going 0-16, but at the same time, I think people are panicking way too much, you know, considering what happened on that Monday night game.
Well, first of all, for Patricia, to go and get a contract, leaving the nest. First of all, get that money. Second of all, just because you were underneath Belichick your little intern, little lackey, you know, that doesn't mean that you're going to bring that same presence that Belichick has in New England to Detroit. I don't know this dude's background. I really don't care, but it is early. It's a little premature to say that, oh my God, it's over because y'all lost a game. Now, if y'all was like 7-5 and y'all need to win like these next like three games, you know, and the determining factors would have been, you know, some coaching strategies that went like south. Yeah. Then I'll start to say, yeah, he might be losing his job. Or maybe not, because now in the NFL, you got coaches like Marvin over there in Cincinnati. He had great winning some during the season. Playoffs suck. You know, it's a lot of teams like that, and they don't fire the coach. I think it depends on your relationship with the back office.
I think, Cincinnati is a special case, man. Like, Cincinnati, like, I mean, think about it, man. Like, Cincinnati is a special case, dude. Like, he's the longest tenured coach in the fucking NFL, and it's only because Cincinnati refuses to let that dude walk or put him out of his misery. Like, no other – I can't foresee any other NFL team going this long with this amount of with one coach and not firing them. Otherwise, he wouldn't be the longest tenured coach in the fucking league. Cincinnati is a special case.
Yeah. Well, they can be a one-off. The problem is it exists. So when it comes down to your point, as far as it being premature, yes. I think the position that he is in is a little bit sticky. Because there are some very high expectations because he was under Belichick, right? I think Belichick probably did give him some pointers that he can take very far. But no matter what Belichick gave him, if he can't instill what Belichick instilled in the players in New England, that doesn't really mean shit. You know, to win in the NFL, it takes more than just saying, you know, I came from Belichick. You might have to give him some time. I mean, in my opinion, a coach has about 2 years. Depends on how much the fans like him. Depends on his winning percentage. Depends on a whole lot of stuff. Sometimes some coaches have awesome seasons and they're losing seasons, but they had great games. you know, they had great games. So I think it's going to, a lot of that has to be inserted into the whole formula to, you know, to decipher if he's going to last, you know, past this season or not,
yeah.
You know? So, but,
I wish Walt was here to go in, man. Cause this was his shit.
I know, man.
This was his shit. He was like, man, I want to go in on these motherfucking Lions, man. After that game, let me tell you something though, man. Let me tell y'all something. So I didn't even know the Lions was playing Monday night. Right. Didn't even know. Just so happened to be going to Wendy's to go get my wife something to eat. I'm at the Wendy's. The Wendy's hit the game on the TV. It was tied 17-17. I'm like, oh, shit, the Lions game is on. Let me get home, turn on the game. Get home, turn on the game. Nigga, the score was 31-17. Turn that shit right the fuck back off. I had to go. Hey, here's the thing, man, about being a Lions fan. One of the things about being a Lions fan, and I say this to anybody who's a Lions fan that is listening to my voice, it is okay to be a Lions fan. Listen to my voice right now, y'all. Listen to me right now. It's okay to be a Lions fan. However, you got to have a motherfucking backup team in order to keep your sanity.
Woo!
In order to keep your sanity as a Lions fan, you got to have a backup team. And that's where my Carolina Panthers come in. That's why I'm a Carolina Panthers fan since 96, nigga. Since 96.
I'll say this. I like Cam. I love Cam. I really do. Wrong team. He's on the wrong team.
Fuck you, nigga. Fuck you, man. Nobody asked you that shit. You're just like, yeah, wrong team, man. Yo, that you, as a Lions fan, you got to have yourself a backup. And the Carolina Panthers are my backup team, man. I've been a fan since 96, man. So it was an expansion team. No bandwagons over here, my nigga. Lions and Panthers. But, yeah, man, it's about time for us to get the fuck up out of here. But what you winging it on tonight, Cliff? Oh, wait. We cannot do it like that. Winging it.
Okay. We'll do it live. Okay. We'll do it live. Fuck it.
What you got, man?
So this is going to be quick. My 2 minutes will be a solid 2 minutes, unlike somebody I know. But I saw an article about how they asked Jimmy Butler. They said, Butler, you know, are you going to talk to Tibbs about, you know, future with the team and players that you want to have on the team so you guys can, you know, go a step further next year? And this dude is feeling himself now. I don't know if you've seen – well – I don't know if this was on SportsCenter, but it was an article, and whoever was recording this, I said, "Wow, they got some rare footage." He says, "Oh, I'm gonna have a one-on-one with Tibbs, so we can talk about the future of the team, and you know what players we want to look at in the near future." Like, yo, you just became a star, okay?
No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
Well, the last season he was with the Bulls, okay? So we're saying
he was an All-Star 2 years in a row with the Bulls. What are you talking about?
Listen, you're new, okay? You still got Similac. You ain't got no ring, okay? You got to build up to that, okay? You ain't supposed to be talking.
I'm not, okay? Okay.
This is my opinion. Yeah. My opinion.
I'm fucking up protocol, my bad.
No, I just feel like, yo, Jimmy, he's definitely made himself known by his physical abilities. He's on a great squad, but I just haven't seen him to be that dude where they're going to be like, we're going to build everything around you. That's just me. Like, y'all got Carl Anthony. I mean, it's a lot of other guys that have the same potential. So it was just interesting. His response was just a little bit extra swaggy. And he's always been kind of humble to me when he was with the Bulls. He was always, you know, real cool. You know, maybe he didn't have 80 million yet. I don't know what it was, but that's it. Go ahead, Space Jam.
All right. So, listen, we've all been in a job where we didn't like what the fuck it was we was doing. We've all had a job where, like, the corporate culture wasn't, you know, to our liking. We've all had a job where we was like, man, this can't be all my life is about. But I don't know if any of us have had a job where we felt so fucking dispassionate about it that we said, fuck it, we ain't never working again. Like Vontae Davis. This nigga. I don't know if y'all heard, but Vontae Davis, cornerback of the Buffalo Bills, quit and retired at fucking halftime of week one of a goddamn football game, yo. Let me read this story, man. It comes out of fucking Uproxx, man. It says, the Buffalo Bills lost again on Sunday, and they also lost cornerback Vontae Davis, who literally quit playing football after a half in which the Bills were trailing 28-6. Davis didn't appear on the field in the final two quarters of the game, in which the Bills inevitably lost Josh Allen's first career start, 31-20. But the biggest opponent on Sunday was the crippling realization that nothing matters and that the football team that plays in Orchard Park never will ever be good at the fourth sport of American football. Bills linebacker Lorenzo Alexander told reporters after the loss that Davis actually quit playing football at the half, effectively telling the Bills he had had enough. Nigga, this nigga retired after one game. Like, man, fuck this shit. I'm out. I can't take this shit.
You know who his brother is, right?
Ooh,
Vernon Davis.
Okay, Vernon. Hey, man. Listen. I feel Vontae's pain. You in a situation, man, you like, man, this shit, oh my God, it can't get no worse than this. It can't get no worse than this. And then you go out there and like, it does get fucking worse. And you just like, you know what? I can't do this shit no more. Fuck it. Halftime, baby. I'm done. Call it a career. Call it a motherfucking career. Vontae Davis retired from fucking football because his team sucked ass.
Well,
and that's what I've been winging it on, man. Kudos, Vontae Davis, man. We've all been frustrated to the point, man, fuck this shit. And Vontae Davis walked the fuck away, man. So, yeah, man, kudos to him. That's what I'm winging it on. But before we go, got to remind y'all, because we didn't even do this shit at the beginning of the show. Got to remind y'all how to get in touch with us here at the Spirit. The Beer and Chicken Podcast. Let your boys
are you going to retire on a span?
No, I'm not going to retire, man. I get confused, man. Like, yo, we got three shows on the network now. So I get confused. I'm like, I was getting ready to say the Span Report and shit. And then, you know, then we got Baywatch, man. We got the Baywatch podcast. My wife is on the mic now. So, you know, that's a thing, man. So I'm getting confused. It's like, oh, I'm on three shows, nigga. It's a lot. So, yeah, the Beer and Chicken Podcast, which y'all listening to right now. And the Beer and Chicken Podcast is the one y'all need to be reaching out to. Let us know what you're thinking at email, at feedback, at, damn it, feedback, feedback at TheBeerAndChickenPodcast.com. No,
I can help you, bro. I'm here for you, back.
Here we go. I got it. It's feedback at BeerAndChickenPod.com. That's feedback at BeerAndChickenPod.com. Leave those emails, man. We will reply to those emails. God damn it, cut up with the fucking horns, man. Feedback at TheBeerChickenPod.com, man. Leave those emails. We'll read them here live on the show. Respond in kind. You can also call us. Leave an email. I mean, shit, I am fucked up. Leave us a voicemail at 313-288-0485. That's 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We'll play them on the show. Respond in kind. You can also go to BeerAndChickenPod.com. Watch replays of the show. You can leave comments there. You can vote in the polls. We got a poll available for you right now. We want to see how many people are really excited about seeing this Floyd Mayweather-Pacquiao rematch. Go ahead and vote in that poll, man. You can also donate to the show as often as you like, as much as you like. And, of course, we would appreciate every dime here because, you know, we got to get the homeboy water computer, bro. Like, that's like, them facts, like, for real. We got to help out the homeboy Walt. So, for those of you who really like the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man, hook us up with some donations and, you know, let's help, like, you know, let's get that shit cracking, man. Real talk. Go to our store at the Span Report Podcast Network store at TeePublic, man. Get yourself a hoodie. It's getting cold outside. Well, not yet, man. It was 82 motherfucking degrees here. But, yo, man, fall and winter time is coming. So get yourself a long sleeve tee. Get yourself a motherfucking hoodie. We ain't got no coats yet, but if they got coats, nigga, we gonna put coats out. But when they get them, we'll get y'all. I think that's how, damn. I'm all discombobulated over here, man. But it's time for us to go. Follow us on Twitter. My name is Mr. _ Span. You know, Cliff is on there as DJ Neff 2, and then the homeboy Waters Walt Lockdown. So go ahead, follow everybody on Twitter, man. Chop it up with your boys throughout the week. And for all of your beer and chicken needs, go to that website, man, beerandchickenpod.com. Subscribe to the show on Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts. We're everywhere. We'll talk to y'all again soon. But before we do, get out of here. DJ Neff on the ones and twos. Spin us out here, man.
They never give me the facts. This isn't that. Can't be ignoring the stats. Based off of that, they got to run me the max. They got to run me the max. They got to double the racks. Dad is set up for real, but they didn't come with the slaps. When I heard the shit, I was skipping through that. If I get a trip and there's no coming back, I don't understand. These niggas gotta adapt. You know where I'm at. I put the 6 on the map.
Two for 10. Yo, the big world keep turning like Ikes and animes. The church kitchen hustling dinners every Saturday. Pull over, let me grab a plate. I tend to gravitate towards our fish dinners from a styrofoam platter taste. My granddaddy sported plaid Donnie Hathaway's, hustling for everything we had till he passed away. When I would ask about what path to take, he used to laugh and say, no man is an island, but I'm a castaway. Casualties, I seen them like the French Foreign Legion. On the streets, they used to carry out bizarre procedures in jean jackets and Jabbar Adidas. Back when local R&B was just as soulful as orthopedic. Me and my man twisting up some reefer and wishing we knew all the town. Hitman and the likes of Sam Christian on the edge of existence. Man, listen, understand, respect and fear was an all-American ambition. For badass kids in the laundromat folding a load. When lo and behold, a whole nother fork in the road. My wish for them is that the truth is eventually told. Out on the corner where whatever you can sell is sold. I heard murder ran this vast deserted land. Since back when Burning Man was blacks in Birmingham. Before the presidential election, version stamp. Matter of fact, before they clap Franz Ferdinand, you gossip on Jay and Beyonce or Kim and Kanye. But keep rising to the top, what my mind say. Picture my daughter drinking water with a sign. Say for color girls, I ain't talking Itazaki Shine.
All right, bro.
And we out. We'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.